John Henning.
Hi, John. It's Soraya Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, how good?
Good, good. Is this a good time to go over our updated
options
for you?
Yeah, I was just leaving an appointment, so yes, it'd be great.
Okay, cool. So we were able to get an increase and a lower rate option for you. What we can do is do $75,000 over 11 months.
Okay.
We have an option again for a daily or weekly payment. And it would be, if we do the daily option, it would be $392.86 a day. Or we could do weekly, and that would be $1,903.86 a day. And this one would not require a site inspection.
Okay, and what percent is that at?
It is 21.
Okay, which is better than what we had before, 23,
yeah.
If I remember right.
And this program usually does have a origination fee, which I was able to get waived too. So I did the, you know,
yeah,
all I could to get the rate cut.
Well, good. That helps because I hate fees and nickel, and I hate getting nickel.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Not cool. Okay.
What I could do
is
like
that's right. They're willing to do.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And this one is again. It's pretty. It's not too complicated to fund or anything. So I could request the documents and send them to you, and that way you can look them over. And if you want to move forward, it's pretty easy. It's like a two-page document too. It's not a big long one.
Okay. Now, if we do, can we do shorter term? Does that give me a better rate?
Let's see. I think. With this one, it is 11 months is the shortest. There is another program that has a 7-month with a 1.19. Just didn't know if that would be too, and it's, but it's only a daily option for a payment.
Okay, hang on. Just let me, I'm trying to, my son, I got to pick my son up. Hang on. He's calling.
Sure.
Give
okay,
me,
yeah.
Wait, hang
hold on.
I'll be right back, but hang on just a second.
I'll hang on.
Okay, you there? Are you back?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. You're saying about a new loan possibly? A different
yes.
One?
So the other option is a 7-month, and that has the lowest rate that we can do. It's $80,000 over 7 months, but it's only a daily payment option.
And how much is that daily?
It is $647 and change a day. And that's at 80K. So you can, of course, take less, and then the payment would be less if you took 75 over 70 over 7 months, or 70 over 7 months.
And that'll be the difference, right?
Yeah, that would be the way to lower the payment on that one, because it only is a daily program.
Okay, and tell me what the interest rate is. On that one, what did you say? I'm sorry.
19.
Oh, just talking about only 2%, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think the other one's a better program because you have the weekly option, too.
Right.
7 months is kind of, I don't know, it just depends on the business, but it seems like it'd be better to pay it out over 11 months than 7. But it just depends for you guys.
Yeah, I hate dragging loans out. I hear what you're saying.
And this one's good, too, because if you decide to renew halfway through, they waive the remaining interest off in the renewal. So you only carry over the principal balance with the renewal. You don't get, like, refinance the current interest.
On which one? The 21% one?
The 11. Yeah.
What about the other one? Does it do
yep,
the same thing or not?
Yeah, it does do the same thing, too.
Okay. Now, if I pay it off early, does that help me save any percentages?
Yeah, they both should have a discount. If you pay off early, a lot of times it's only going to be with renewal or out of pocket. Like if another lender pays them off, then it's not going to be a discount.
Okay, say that one more time.
If you renew or if you pay out of pocket, there's a discount. I believe if you, I can double check the out of pocket discount, but if you pay it out of pocket, there's a discount. If you renew, they waive all remaining interest. And if another lender pays them off, like if you go to another funding source, then that's where you typically lose the discount. So it's always better to, and they usually, once you're in that program, they'll be able to offer you the best option for renewal. So it usually makes most sense just to work with them versus paying them off. if and about halfway.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about 75 at 21, or we're talking about 80 at 19?
Mm-hmm.
And higher there, shorter term.
Yeah, and you can take less. 80 is just the max, so.
Right.
Like, I think if you take 75, it's around 607 a day instead of 647.
Right, right. And versus what's the other one, the other daily?
If you were to do the daily on the 11 month, 75,000, that would be 392.86 a day.
Okay, let's do. If I pay it off early, you don't know what percentage or what the time of it is.
I can double check. Just if you were to pay out of pocket early, what the discount would be.
Yeah, yeah.
On the 11 month option.
Right.
Okay. I can find that out. And then do you want me to just request the documents now so that we don't get delayed if you wanted to try to get this done before you leave?
Yeah, we need to do it now so we can get it done today.
Let me ask that question.
Can you do DocuSign so I don't have to scan an email back? Because I'm at my office again today. I'm at home running errands.
Okay, let me check and see. I don't believe we have that option, but I can double check. I think it's just two pages, so if there is a way that you could even fax it to, we can fax machine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, find that. Do you want me to put me on hold, or do you want to call me right back?
I'm going to call them, then I can call you right back, or I can just email you the documents with the information, too, if that's easier.
It'll be on there, you think?
Yeah, I'll ask them for that, and then I'll just request the documents, and maybe they can just give me the information exactly about the discount when you pay off, and then that way you'll have it all together.
Sounds good.
Okay, all right, great.
And then when's funding? How long does it take funding with this?
It's pretty fast, so I think the best thing to do is for me to get the docs quick, and then, not quick, but, you know, I'll request them now, and then I'll get them to you as soon as I get them, and then they're usually pretty fast. There's a couple things that they're going to ask for to fund the loan, but I can check and see what we have on file. A couple things they're going to ask for to fund the loan. They're probably going to ask for, they are going to ask for a month-to-date bank statement, so they like just like to see the month-to-date activity, so if you want to work on that.
I have no way of doing it. I don't usually get anything until, like, it does a whole month, and then I'll get it for, like, a week after the following month.
Yeah, it's just something they require because they need to see. They just like to make sure they're seeing the activity to make sure there's no other loans on the business. If you could pull it up on your computer and then either print out the activity and scan it, or you can screenshot it and then just email it to me. It's a requirement. All the programs, they just have to see what's going on because it's already late.
There's no other loan. So the loan is you guys. So
yeah, no, I understand. It's just a requirement, unfortunately. But I'll put that in there too. What's needed to fund? It's standard stuff. It's like a, you know, and some of it, I'm gonna check and see what we have on file. Because we might already have like a voided check and stuff. So I'll check that real quick too while I'm waiting for the docs, and then I'll let you know in the email.
Okay.
And just call me if you have any questions in the meantime, but I'll be sending you an email as soon as I get those documents.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.